Just 3 days after it was released, the first and only live Wings album, Wings Over America, was certified gold on this date, December 13th, 1976. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
Sitting in the stand of the sports arena, waiting for the show to begin.
Recorded over the summer, it was a huge deal for Paul McCartney, who hadn't toured the United States in 10 years and never before with Wings. Only one other Beatle, George Harrison, 2 years earlier, had even attempted a U.S. tour. The tour would feature Wings hits plus 5 Beatles songs, including Blackbird, The Long and Winding Road, and Lady Madonna, all songs that the Beatles recorded after they had finished their touring years, songs that fans had never heard performed live. The songs, oddly, were credited as McCartney-Lennon compositions instead of the traditional Lennon-McCartney. The tour was motivated by McCartney's belief that Beatle fans were now ready to finally accept Wings as a band on their own right, out of the shadow of the Beatles, and they had enough hits to fill an entire album. Originally planned as a 2-LP set, the shows were so expansive that the Wings Over America album wound up being a triple album. After listening to 800 hours of recordings, McCartney's engineer selected the 5 best performances of each song, and McCartney selected his favorites, most from the final show of the tour in Los Angeles. As with many live albums of the period, there were plenty of touch-ups done in the studio. The solos and bass portions were mostly kept intact, but the guitar parts were double-tracked by Denny Lane, and almost all of the non-Paul McCartney vocals were overdubbed. Since its release, there have been so many additional Paul McCartney tours and live albums, its uniqueness has diminished. But the impact of Wings Over America was immediate, when just 3 days after it was released, it was certified gold on this date, December 13th, 1976, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.